And now the mainstream view is that the world, the universe, everything has an origin or a point of creation, that there was a point of inception where it all started. And so that's what this is referring to when it says all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. They're not referring to God saying, let there be light, and God creating the world in 6 days, according to Genesis chapter 1. What they're referring to when it says all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation is they're basically saying everything's continuing in the same way since the Big Bang. You know, since the universe was created out of nothing. Now, if you think about it, we as Christians believe that God created the universe out of nothing. Sometimes it's called ex nihilo creation. We believe that God created the universe from nothing. He didn't take something existing and just transform it. No. He created the universe out of nothing. Okay? The things which are made were not, the things which are seen, I'm quoting that wrong. I'm sorry. Let me go there in Hebrews chapter 11 just so I don't misquote this. The Bible says in verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, watch this, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So God did not make the world from existing materials. He created it from nothing, created it out of nothing. Now, the scientists come along, and now what are they saying? In the 20th century and onward, they're saying that the universe was created out of nothing, right? They're saying it all goes back to the Big Bang. There was nothing there. It was all just crammed into some infinitesimally small space. I'd say, why not just go a little further and just say there's nothing there? You know, God created the world from nothing, okay? And so they're pointing to that as the creation, not the biblical creation, but rather they're pointing to their version of creation, their creation story that says there were, once upon a time there was nothing, and then nothing exploded, and it just inflated at an incredible rate, even defying all the laws of physics and going past the speed of light and everything. But then, you know, within a second or so, everything calmed down and followed the normal laws of physics. And ever since then, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now, of course, we as Bible-believing Christians, we do not believe that the universe is 13.5 billion years old. You know, we believe that God created the heaven and the earth approximately 6,400 years ago, somewhere around that neighborhood of 6,400 years ago. And the thing is, though, that when God created the universe 6,400 years ago, he created an old universe because everything God created is mature and adult. You know, when God creates the Garden of Eden, for example, the Bible says that God planted a garden in Eden. It doesn't say that he sowed seeds. He planted a garden in Eden. And in the Garden of Eden were fully grown trees from day one. And when God created humans, he did not create a baby. He created a fully grown man and a fully grown woman. So if we would have had a doctor in the Garden of Eden examine Adam and examine Eve and decide how old they were, what would he say? Oh, they're about 2 days old. No, I mean, he's going to look at them and say, oh, this is a 30-year-old couple or something. Actually, he'd probably say 40, because I think 40 is when you're really in your prime. Amen? So, you know, he's going to basically say, hey, this is a 40-year-old man. No, I'm just kidding. So the point is, you know, God created an adult Adam, an adult Eve, adult trees. Also, right away, what do we see in the Garden of Eden? Rivers. You have rivers and you have all these features that we see on the earth, like mountains and valleys and caves and canyons. Those things already existed when God created the heaven and the earth. So you can't look at those things and say, well, these look like they're millions of years old, you know, therefore the Bible can't be true. Here's the thing. Okay, maybe they do look like they're millions of years old. Maybe Adam looked like he was 30 years old. Maybe certain trees in the garden looked like they were 50 or 100 years old or 200 years old. But does that mean that that's how old they were? No. So for someone to say, well, the universe looks like it's 13.5 billion years old, or the earth looks like it's 4.5 billion years old, you know what? I'm not even going to argue with that. I'll just say, like, yeah, Yeah, the earth does look like it's 4.5 billion years old because God created an old earth and an old Adam and an old Eve and an old universe and old everything. Because it's an existing creation. I mean, it's not like God just created the earth and it's just like totally smooth and then rivers have to start carving canyons from scratch. And geologic processes have to start slowly, you know, creating mountain ranges. Isn't it obvious that God created it with mountain ranges already? He created a finished product. I mean, if we believe in a literal six-day creation, 6,400 years ago, which I believe in, then you know what? Obviously, we believe that God created it done, finished. It's very good. It's ready. Well, then it's an adult. It's old. But is it really old? No, because he just created it, but he created it as an adult. And this is often called apparent age. Things can appear to be old, and I have no issue with the earth appearing to be billions of years old, but I realize that God created it out of nothing 6,400 years ago.